This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The
Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so here we are. It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the official in charge of the official countdown is Major Michael Harrison. But you remember when a lot of people on the air, like Shotgun Tom Kelly, there was Major Tom Lewis, and there was Colonel this guy, disc jockeys. They used to have different handles, and many of them were military handles.
Well, the ones that used to really blow my mind were the doctors. Yeah, a lot of guys called themselves Dr.
Dre,
Doctor whatever, and they weren't doctors at all.
Uh-huh.
Radio is a wonderful business in which you can give yourself a phony title and get away with it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Here I am. I call myself Dr. Doug from time to time, practicing without a license. Yeah, why not?
What the heck?
Who's going to call me on it? You?
What type of medicine or philosophical advice do you provide?
I would provide oral medicine, probably, as much as anything else, because I'm a talker. Right, don't you think that would be appropriate?
No doubt about it.
Right.
No doubt about it.
All right, so Michael and Doug are here to go through the stories. Michael's actually here. He's the official. Remember, we just went through that. He's the official person with the story list and the people list. Gets published every week in his talk organ, which is called Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Have you... You can also find it at gooddayshow.com. All right. Enough of this foolishness. Let's get to the serious stories.
The official
stories
talker of the NFL. Official. The official car of the Super Bowl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Number 10, climate change and hurricane season is upon us. Number 9, race relations and LGBTQ rights tied at number 9. At number 8, that thing we call COVID-19, and it's tied with general health issues. At number 7, the British monarchy. At number 6, Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs. Immigration and abortion are tied at number 5. Crime and violence are at number 4. At number 3, a whole array of Trump's legal issues. How's that? And number 2, the economy. And the highlight of that particular discussion has been the averted train strike. And, of course, inflation remains a problem. And number 1, politics and elections. I think the primary season has come to a conclusion this week, and now on to the midterms.
Yay, let's spend some money.
Yep,
radio.
People survey.
Spend your money.
Advertise on radio. Yeah. The people survey, King Charles III and Prince William are talked about at 10. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at number 9. Lindsey Graham at 8. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott at number 7. Letitia James at 6. Mark Meadows at 5. Number 4, tie between the two characters running in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 4, Don Bolduc, an interesting candidate in New Hampshire. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's basically it. We have a special master, Raymond Deary, who somewhere in there we could throw him in, pointed toward the end of the week. And it's kind of a mishmash this week.
Yes. Well, politics provides lots of conversation, as usual. Since the era of Rush Limbaugh, politics became the number one item, and conservative or right of center. I don't like the handle, never have, conservative, because it really has nothing to do with conservative. It has to do with being right of center or left of center in terms of actual description. By the way, speaking of Trump, this week it was announced, Trump, speaking of Limbaugh, this week it was announced by his wife that there's a book coming out with all of the Trumpisms. Why do I keep saying Trumpism? I'm talking about Limbaugh. Limbaughisms, right? This would be an interesting book, I suppose, if you're a Limbaugh fan, and there are plenty of those. The book should do quite well. notice
it's,
that,
it's yeah. written or put together by or continued by his widow and his brother.
Yeah,
David von Baum.
His brother was his agent, also served as agent for other talkers like Sean Hannity, a lawyer. But he didn't have to have another client because 10% of Limbaugh's annual salary was take care of you handily. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Limbaugh generated a lot of money. When Limbaugh died, a lot of people lost a golden goose.
Right, the cash cow, if you will. Yeah. Yep, yeah. All right, so let's go to David Bolduc, if we can, for a moment. The situation in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of those wild cards. It's a state that's very unpredictable because there are some people like Ms. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, who are there, don't seem to have the same stripe as many others. There are a lot of... I was watching on WMUR, which is the Manchester station, debates this week. I don't know why I was so intrigued, but I saw one of them, and then I kept going back to listen to them try to out-conservative each other. You know, who's tied to Trump, who is independent, who will do the best job. It was very entertaining, actually. It was the only one of these things, and I don't, you know, pay much attention to them because usually it's all yeah. But there was some interesting things thrown around. Because New Hampshire is, yeah, again, one of those states that has very, you know, you can go to like New York, you can predict what comes out of there. Massachusetts, you can predict it. You know, Vermont, you go out to California, you can find most states it's pretty predictable. New Hampshire is not. So it's one of the few interesting states, Michael, left to watch. So what did you find intriguing about Bolduc?
Well, he changed his tune, which is he was a election denier, mm-hmm. and then he became a election denier. After he
denied the denials.
Yeah, because the big problem that the Republicans face is in order to get the nomination, to win your primary, you have to, you know, kiss Donald Trump's patootie. Uh-huh. And how's that?
Very good, Michael. I like
and then after that, you got to face the general electorate that may not be that crazy about Trump. Yeah. So this is the issue that's facing a number of Republican candidates who are election deniers.
This shows you the importance of the primary, something that ever since I've been on the radio, I would talk, whether I was doing a political program or just a general interest show like I do now, it is the most important election. Very important. More important than the final election, because you weed out, or you don't, the crazies that would be in the loop. You know, it doesn't take much. For example, in my community, there were 20%, I think 22%, 22.4% of the eligible voters turned out to vote in the primary a week ago Tuesday. So if, in fact, you only have 20% of the voting population out, you could get easily a lot of crazy nutbirds to go vote for somebody who's a crazy nutbird, and therefore kind of control the results of what's going to show up in November, right?
Well, voter turnout is the key to winning elections. And whether it's nutbirds or any other slice of the bigger pie, if you get them to come out based on the assumption that a majority will not come out, which is usually the case, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It could be something that is not representative of the people. And in many cases, the people have themselves to blame for not turning out.
Right. Yeah. But looking at Trump's endorsement, how it seems to be the golden ticket, even though all these probes continue, the situations with him back to this almost godlike creature that has come out of him. I mean, the guy's been around for a long time. Not till he was president did people pay this much attention to him.
I mean, it was kind of a national joke. He was kind of a celebrity joke prior to becoming president.
Right.
And even when he was running for president, the spark that lit into the flame came because the media gave him a tremendous amount of attention because they didn't think he was a serious candidate, but he was kind of like ratings gold. People enjoyed watching Trump.
Right.
And then he had that whole history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had the "You're Fired" television show behind him, and so it's a story that historians are going to have a good time with when we're out of this era and we're all gone. It's going to be a very interesting time when 50 years from now, 100 years from now, they look back at it, and they'll have a fresh perspective for sure.
You know, one of the things that's interesting is this: there's an overview of the number of candidates where former President Trump had a say on this particular, these 200 different races. The analysis was not done by an American group, by an American broadcasting company or newspaper. It was done by the BBC. Mm-hmm. They conducted the overview of the GOP candidates endorsed by Trump. And they have won, according to the BBC anyway, 92% of the time during this election cycle, the primary election cycle. And he's endorsed 200 different candidates in various jobs around the country. So, again, you've got this cult that wants to, somehow deify him. And then there are the people, if you look at the folks who didn't, so the 10 House Republicans, for example, who voted to impeach him, four retired, four lost, notably Liz Cheney. The governor of Massachusetts didn't run in the primary because his organization did polling. He's a Republican. Like, we've had three Republican governors in the last 25 years that were great, in my estimation. They got along with the Democrats, got things done, and Charlie Baker is the most recent of those. Mitt Romney and Bill Weld were the other two. But Charlie Baker had $6 million in his campaign chest. He wanted to run again, did polls. He couldn't overcome the fact that Trump didn't like him because he was too liberal and he didn't support Trump. And Trump was very present. And some guy won the GOP primary for governor that nobody ever heard of. He's got about as much chance of winning the governor's race as I do.
Well, this is what the Republicans face. It's a mixed blessing, you know. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
All right. And it's a triple-edged sword, which we can talk about after the break.
Do that. 18 after the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
NAPA! At NAPA, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at NAPA Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
NAPA!
1031-22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who'll be much in demand this week at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire rallies that take place in Washington every year about this time. There are dozens and dozens of talk radio folks who go to Washington to supposedly interview and talk about what's going on with those nasty politicians who are taking advantage of you at every turn. There's a list that came out this week, Michael, I'm sure you've probably seen it, of all of the people who are in Congress who have benefited from the knowledge, the insider knowledge they had to get themselves ahead monetarily with stock picks and things, and it's pretty outrageous, frankly. And chief among them is the phony baloney congresswoman from my district, Catherine Clark, who is the second to Nancy Pelosi. She has enriched herself by a couple of million bucks this year because of insider knowledge. And there's a whole list, Republicans and Democrats, dozens and dozens of them, who have been outed. So will that affect who gets elected?
No.
Probably not.
No, this has been going on for years. People become wealthy by being elected to positions that pay, middle-class incomes. And they come out of it after 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years as millionaires.
Yeah.
And some of it is legitimate and some of it is not. But the fact of the matter is, I'm always asked the question, why do they spend millions of dollars to get a job that only pays $100,000?
There you go. They'll ask you that question. You'll be interviewed by every person who's at the hold your feet to the fire thing in Washington this week. Everybody wants to talk to Michael Harrison.
About 25 interviews in 2 days. I'm probably the most interviewed person there every year. But then again, I work very hard. It's a very hard 2 days for me, one after the other after the other. Mm-hmm. And, you stop and think these interviews are from anywhere from 20 minutes to a half hour, and I'm doing all of them. So they're from morning until night. Mm-hmm. But it really gives me a chance to be in the trenches and see what's going on in talk radio. Plus, I get to see a lot of my colleagues that I otherwise don't see. I'm not a big fan of traveling, and I don't like to go to big cities anymore. I really don't. I've become a very, very devoted small-town America person in terms of my day-to-day life. You don't need to be in big cities anymore to do business. But it's important sometimes to just get the feel of it.
Sure.
We were talking about the triple-edged problem.
The triple-edged sword, yes, please.
One part of it is that the Republicans are getting into these nominations by backing Trump and all of his platform, because that works with the aforementioned base that turns out for primaries.
Right.
You call them the wackadoos, you know. And I'm not saying they're wackadoos or not. I'm just saying they are hardcore opinion about things.
Hard to call them anything but wackadoodles, as we are finding out.
But you know, it's the same problem that that Biden had with the left wing of the Democrats. So this is not right or left bias. This is just the way it is in politics. That in primaries, the extremists in each party tend to vote, and the more moderate members of the party don't vote. They wait for the special, for the general election. At which point, you know, they're stuck with it. Well, how do we wind up with this choice?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's one edge of the sword. The second edge of the sword is that, okay, most of the Republican nominees are election deniers and Trump supporters. Now what are they going to do? Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, you know, when they face the general electorate, which basically most people in this country do not like Donald Trump.
Yeah,
whether they all vote or not, it becomes, again, a matter of voter turnout. The third edge of the sword is...
Well, be saved until we come back in the next half hour, because it's 28 past the hour now.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Britain and the world are saying goodbye Monday to Queen Elizabeth II in a state funeral that will draw up to 1 million people lining the streets of London. An estimated 20,000 soldiers and police are assigned to protect dignitaries from around the world. President Trump held a rally in Ohio over the weekend called Save America. Trump called out the current administration for attempting to destroy America.
And together we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all.
Hurricane Fiona knocked out Puerto Rico's electrical system Sunday afternoon, leaving millions without power and thousands without running water. As devastating floods and landslides destroyed roads, homes, and at least one bridge. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi said the damage is catastrophic. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yes, coast to coast, border to border, sea to shining sea. This is the internationally famous talk radio countdown program. There are others who aspire to come up with a list like this. The folks in Azerbaijan every week listen to this program as they are at war with the Armenians. That missed the top 10 story list this week. The Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are at it again after 10 years. And I likened it to... Well, I'm not being facetious. This really is going on to the Israeli-Palestinian thing. But the Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are not that popular. The Israelis, you know, the attention that has been appropriately focused on with regard to being a Jew and what happens in the world as we look back at World War II and see that horror. And I don't see as there, I think there is among the Russians a thing with Armenians, if I'm not mistaken. The Azerbaijan, there have been a number of things that have happened to Armenians in that part of the world who get out of Armenia for whatever the reason. I just don't understand any of it. Why do you not somebody? Why do you not like somebody because of their name or because of their religion? Or, you know, stuff like that that is just... I saw something this week, and I know I want to get back to the third edge here, but I'm on a toot, that on one of the social media things that I follow is a focus on religion. And this week, someone who wrote for this blog said Christianity in the U.S. is quickly shrinking and may no longer be the majority religion within a few decades. The implication was that if we are not a Christian, we call ourselves a Judeo-Christian country. So if Christianity isn't the major religion, the inference is either we have no religion or there's another religion that replaces Christianity. So what does that do to America? That's the not so subtle suggestion in this column, that if we are not a Christian nation, then we're going to go, pardon the pun, straight to hell. I find that to be, the whole business of religion and all the fighting that we do about it. Maybe it's the same as politics, though, Michael, huh?
Maybe we all see the world through the lens of our own bias and our own experience, and our claim to embody certain virtues such as democracy, love, open-mindedness, togetherness, only goes as far as that which makes us comfortable, at which point all of our highfalutin ideals break down, and we become biased, and we become exclusionary, and we engage in hypocrisy. So that's what you're talking about. There's nothing new about this. This has gone on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And when we talk about democracy and we talk about, the majority rule, as long as it's our majority.
Well, that's what you're saying.
You're scratching the surface on a very deep subject. And we'll have the answer, folks, right after this break.
Well, there's another thing. Again, with religion, there is politics and the fact that there are some, the people who call themselves patriots, for example. There are a couple of patriotic, or with a small p, organizations who claim that freedom is on the decline if you're a conservative. I don't know about conservative, but I think using that term again, I think is misused. But people who are right of center, Republicans who like Trump, I don't know if freedom is on the decline, but respect for you and your position certainly isn't there. Look what happened to Mike Lindell this week. He says the FBI is out to intimidate him. They took his cell phone. For those of you who don't remember, Mike Lindell runs MyPillow and has been a very outspoken supporter of Donald Trump and the election stuff. So, you look around at this stuff and it just, why can't we all just get along?
To you.
You
sound like a bad caller.
Thank you. I may be a bad caller. Good radio program.
No, yeah. You're fine. You're fine. Right. I'm. You don't mind when I tease you, do you?
No, of course not. It's all part of our friendly whatever.
Oh, I mean, it's spontaneous, and sometimes I feel guilty.
No, I don't feel guilty. Okay, the three-edged sword. We haven't got
the three-edged
third
sword.
Edge yet.
The problem with telling the payoff on this is that nobody is still around from when we set it up.
Ah, sure they are.
So, the third payoff is, well, perhaps these candidates that basic conventional wisdom now says may lose because the general election doesn't elect Trump, the ones that are election deniers on the Republican Party, they may win. That's the third possibility. They may win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when the Congress is packed with a majority in both the House and the Senate that believe what Donald Trump has said and act upon it?
Yeah. And so then, is it the end of American democracy? Is it the end of America? Is it the end? Period. End of story. Yeah.
Well, there are plenty of people who believe around the world that democracy is an unwieldy and inefficient method of governing.
Yeah, no, the despots are much better. They rule much cleaner. Right?
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah, right.
Don't get taken out of context for that statement.
No. Well, listen, I do get taken out of context.
I mean, you just said despots rule better, and it's not true.
Despots are cleaner.
The way I look at it, cleaner is not a good word either. The way I look at it is democracy is the best way to go, but it's extremely messy and untidy and takes a tremendous amount of work.
Yep,
it takes a tremendous amount of vigilance, and it takes a tremendous amount of abstract intelligence so that you can understand what your opponents feel and how everybody feels. If you go into a democracy just believing in your own little lane and the massive highway of you know, a big country like this, then you don't really believe in democracy. And that's what it's coming down to is, do we really believe in democracy, or are we full of shaving cream? I mean, it is that's the situation.
We're full of shaving cream, frankly.
And we are up to our eyeballs.
Yep. We are. Okay, and by the way, because I haven't spent as much time with you talking about Donald Trump, but this week there is some stuff that surfaced that I thought we ought to spend more time on, the special master that came at Trump's request to review the documents. This is a very, if you don't understand the law or understand how the jurisprudence system works, this is very unusual, especially since the idea came from Trump. People thought, well, he's the one who's being sort of examined, so how can he get a special master to review the documents that were seized at his own place? How does he have the start of that? I thought the government was after him, so how does he get the government to provide him with a special master? Pretty good question.
Well, the answer is he wields an enormous amount of power because of his following, even though it may not be a majority to get him elected president again. It's evident the power that he has and the dedication of his followers so strong that, and he's a former president, that he gets away with a lot of stuff, and he is a an entity to be reckoned with.
For sure. Yep. Okay. The Queen, the British monarchy, number 7 this week on our countdown list. Did you see the line for the Queen's coffin? 14 hours you stand in line to see between now and the funeral, which is, I believe, on Monday. The weekend will be filled, and if you want to see the Queen's coffin, you'll be in line for the queue is 14 to 15 hours. The line is 6 miles long. Can you imagine?
No.
And the king, the new King Charles, and the siblings are all taking turns standing with the honor guard with their mother or their grandmother in the casket. It's quite a tribute, isn't it? I mean, when you get down to how people, the spectator sport that is watching the royal family.
Yeah, the UK is another place where they have a problem with democracy. England has a reputation for being the seat of democracy, one of the great powers for democracy. But they have a monarch who just died, who was never elected, who is technically this head of state. The successor, King Charles III, never elected, the new head of state. A recently installed prime minister who got there because of a vote of no confidence for the elected prime minister. So you have an unelected prime minister. The House of Lords is an institution completely unelected. Great Britain is being run on every level by unelected people. And yet it is the master of democracy. There you go. Back to our democracy conversation. They are really upside down in the UK right now. The turmoil there emotionally because of the death of the monarch. Questions about the new one. The entire royal family and the position of the monarchy. Coupled with what's going on with the inflation and the energy crisis that they face. England's a mess.
Yep. England sings. Remember that song by Roger?
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycle, 2x2. Right, Westminster here. Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks on the little children.
Right. This is by the singer of the song that has sold almost 1 million copies in this country, Idiots, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, also the lead singer of Gun Hill Road. And idiots, maybe we should have a little of the idiot song after we pause for a moment or two. First thing we need to think about in the pause is how you're going, how you're doing, how are things going with your weight loss program? Are you on a crash diet? Are you taking drugs or stimulants to lose weight? If so, maybe you'll lose a lot of weight quickly, but then you'll have your body to deal with. How are you going to repair it? How are you going to keep the weight off? How are your different molecules going to remain safe in your body? Well, the answer to that question is one word. It is a proper noun. The name of the product is Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is a weight loss formula used by many to keep the weight off, because it's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. You take it every night before you go to sleep, and it does the work of having your body rebuild so that you will have the muscle that you had before, and you'll have some of the lean tissue that keeps the weight in abeyance. Calotren is at toploss.com. That's their website. Go there, buy the product. There's a payment plan, depending on how much you buy. Unlimited supplies available right now as part of the special anniversary deal. Calotren at toploss.com. Enter the code Doug for saving for the deal and for no shipping charges. That's Doug at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How do you make the most of your land? Everyone has their way. The Nelsons depend on their John Deere Gator XUV 835R to get
from point A to point B with decoys and the dog.
As much as we got going on, it's all about efficiency.
And if you ask the Mosers what they use their Gator XUV 590M for, they tell you.
The most fun we have on the Gator is just ripping around the property.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Idiots talk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy. Idiots talk among us. Never ceases to amaze me.
All right, so Michael Harrison, the voice on this song, Idiots, got a couple of seconds. Selling well, Michael, right?
It's not selling for money. It's selling for downloads and free views on YouTube. Idiotsvideo.com. Thousands around the world are watching it. Nobody sells records anymore. You just get it away for free.
Well, but it's great. There's a message there. Oh, interesting, yeah. Entertaining, and a message. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown to 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
After the hour, time for on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Charles Curry. Chucker is here, the man in charge of movie moments and movie news, entertaining movie theme from Miami Vice. So I'm going to guess that Miami Vice started on the air back in 1988. How's that for a year?
Very close. It was September 16, 1984, Miami Vice first premiered. Okay. On NBC, Michael Mann brought something new to television. It really was it was advertised as sort of a theatrical-type look on television, became a big hit, made Don Johnson a household name. Philip Michael Thomas co-starred.
Played, what happened to him?
Cubs.
Where'd he go?
He never had this career success that Don Johnson did. But, here's what's interesting, Doug, about Don Johnson. Okay, he's a very good – I like Don Johnson a lot, and I think he's a really good television star at Miami Vice. I think he was tremendously entertaining in that show with Nance Bridges. So he had two big TV hits.
Good show.
He's done theatrical roles, and he's been good, opposite like Kevin Costner and Tin Cup. He was good, and he did a movie called Harley Davidson, The Marlboro Man, obviously Mickey Rourke, which has sort of a cult following. But he was one of the – I'm just curious. He was one of the actors that was named about possibly playing John McClane in Die Hard in 88, made Bruce Willis a megastar, and he was born to play that role, Bruce Willis. But let's just say hypothetically Don Johnson got that role. Would he have become a big movie star? I don't know, but that would have been interesting to see. But he's had a long career, and I like Don Johnson for sure.
Right. This week, Jean-Luc Godard, a new wave director from France, died. He killed himself, committed suicide, was assisted because in France, you can have help if you want to commit suicide. If you've had enough,
right,
you just want to die and see you later. So what some of the films that he did, though, were...
I got to look at his bio. I got to look at his bio. I haven't looked before I went on the air.
He worked a lot with Brigitte Bardot and some of the other people that were big French stars that became international
stars. How old was he?
91. 91.
Okay. What's your opinion on that? You think people have a right to do that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a very smart idea, frankly. I think that if you've had enough and you decide that you want to go, it shouldn't be anybody else's business if that's what you want to do. After all, why is it illegal? What are you going to do after somebody commits suicide? You've broken the law, so what are you...
Well, it would be the facilities that are orchestrating euthanasia. I guess that's the, that's the issue. Actually, I got a chance to watch this movie Moonfall on HBO Max, which played in theaters a few months ago. Roland Emmerich, director of Independence Day. Pretty awful, like his last few films. Just a complete
mess. What's it called?
Moonfall.
What's it about?
Halle Berry's in it. I can't even describe the plot. It has to do with the moon. And it was cheap CGI and a weak script. Good cast, though, but... I just thought it was a complete and utter mess. One other thing, Tom Cruise was spotted paragliding for a stunt for Mission Impossible 8. I got a question for you. You think eventually he could do one stunt too many, too dangerous, and something bad can happen here? He seems to be really pushing the boundaries.
No, I think he's smart. I think he's smart enough to know what he can do, what his body can do, what his mind can do. I think he's very well trained. He's very disciplined. And I think it shows it in the roles that he chooses, the parts he plays, the way he plays them. At this point in his career, Tom Cruise is playing Tom Cruise.
But he is taking practical effects to a level that Hollywood has never seen. One other thing, they released a trailer yesterday to the Whitney Houston biopic. I Want to Dance with Somebody. This upcoming actress, Naomi Ackie, her name is Naomi Ackie, plays Whitney. And the trailer was effective to the point of they played all the music, but I didn't see a lot of hard-hitting stuff in the trailer. They say the movie does have that stuff, but I want to see in this movie how Bobby Brown destroyed her life. There's no point in doing the film.
Right.
It's one of the...
Well, there are those people who say she destroyed his life. She started it. There are those people who say that she was the one.
He destroyed her life. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a lot of that kind of stuff when you get down to brass tacks of who influences who.
But that movie comes out in December. It should do very well.
Fablemans in November. What do you think about that?
What's the question?
Fablemans, a movie coming out November 11th. Seth Rogen and...
Oh, okay.
Seth Rogen.
I didn't see the trailer to it. I did not see the trailer to it.
Supposed to be about Steven Spielberg's life. All right, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that looks really good.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.